27th Friday. How can you become rooted in the gospel? You can relay spiritual facts to remnants by comparing the gospel to a tree. In doing so, remnants can become deeply rooted in the summit attitude. Number one, the stump and those who remained, the remnant, rightfulness. Even in the midst of slavery, captivity, and colonization, the Israelites became rooted as the stump. Number two, new sprouts and those who remain, the remnant, inevitability. Although small and large-scale wars have broken out, new sprouts emerged from the stump. Number three, the tree and those who will remain, the remnant, absoluteness. Within the reality of absolute impossibility, one tree of absolute possibility remains. Number four, the forest and those who will leave behind, the remnant, transcendence. You can transcend yourself and leave behind a forest that raises the life movement. The summit attitude of the remnant. 1 Samuel 17, verse 18. Also take these 10 cheeses to the commander of their 1,000. See if your brothers are well, and bring some token from them. A seed that has fallen on good soil will soon take root and grow. It will become a tree, bear fruit, and form a large forest. Ultimately, whatever takes root will absolutely bear fruit. Whatever has been relayed spiritually will make a decisive change in your life. What is the summit attitude that remnants must possess and be rooted in? Number one, the condition of a summit, innate and acquired conditions. Although science has advanced and society has gotten better, why do spiritual problems and sufferings continue to persist? There are two conditions that summits must realize. The first condition is innate. Summits must relay spiritual problems and their solution to those who have left God. The second condition is environmental. People possess a natural character, but if God's word becomes deeply rooted in them as life, God will transform them into the spiritual summit for the sake of the gospel. Number two, you can equip yourself with the summit attitude like a true remnant. Parents, ministers, and remnants at church must concentrate on becoming deeply rooted in the gospel to equip themselves with the summit attitude. Joseph's father, Jacob, kept Joseph's words in his mind. Moses' mother, Jochebed, relayed the gospel to Moses and his nanny. Samuel's mother, Hannah, prayed for a Nazarite. David's father, Jesse, sent David on an errand. And Elisha followed the leader, Elijah. The parents of those remnants relayed the summit attitude. When the covenant is relayed to remnants who are like Esther and Timothy, they can make the resolution to find the conclusion of the lives inside of only gospel. Also, you can enjoy and live with spiritual blessings in your field. In addition, as an evangelist who relays the covenant to the remnants and disciples, you will become a witness who always enjoys the summit attitude. Dear God, help me to lay deep roots in the gospel through my mission, my internship of the covenant journey, and my life forum. Please use me for the remnant movement. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.